Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. As I said before, we got a great lineup for you today on the show. But before we kind of jump into it, I want to say hello to Mr. Benny. Hi, Mr. Benny. How are
Pat.
You today?
Yeah, doing awesome as usual. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. As Sherry was mentioning, you know, the passing of Sylvia Brown, and I just want to acknowledge that. You know, when we think about people that have been pioneers in their own field, people that have stepped into the forefront creating something different, and, you know, that's actually what my guest David Eisen is about today. You know, I think of Sylvia Brown. I think, you know, for many people that have been out in the world, she opened more doors for people like Sherry and others, and our hearts go out to her family and her passing. So, and you know, Benny, we've had her on the show before. So, yeah.
Yeah, great lady. And it is sad to have one of them elsewhere onto Onward and Upward, so to speak. We, a sister show here at KKNW, interviewed her a couple weeks ago. And so it was great to hear her recently. And you could tell something was a little different. And now we know the final answer. So, you know, the way
exactly.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, what I love is to be able to do this show and, you know, be able to be in connection and contact with so many different people that are creating a new level of consciousness. And actually, you know, someone said to me the other day, consciousness is not even the right word anymore. Well, we'll have that conversation with my very special guest today. Come together, pulsing with the heart of the divine. With David Eisen joining me here today. Come together. It's internationally designed to immerse all of us in the sacred rhythms and images of the cosmos, the planet, and the human energy system. And we can say that human energy system word now, because when you say it, most people get it. So the Come Together experience embraces the magic of the collective energy of you and me and all of us. Our global co-creators, all of that, with this 10,000-year journey of the great Comet Eisen moving all of us into the sharing purpose of embracing, fulfilling our dreams, and coming together in a level of consciousness that each of us is capable of. David's joining me here today as someone that not only can talk about what this epic event is about, but about his role in it, what he has sensed in a phenomenally amazing career, you know, pioneering some of today's most beautiful integrative melodies, song, music, consciousness, energy, you know, sound healing programs, dozens of CDs. You know, how does somebody like this say yes and know what their gifts are in the world and then proceed to do them, do more, create a different level of consciousness, introduce us to some of the most amazing, harmonizing, beautiful sounds on the planet, sounds that heal. Today, we get to talk with him about how he has come to do this. What is it about his study of meditation that has made him the person he is today? And what is it about this upcoming epic event that will invite us to change, to transform, and come together. David, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, for that amazing introduction. I'm looking around the room going, who's that guy? Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. It's so nice to be here.
What I love about this is, you know, it's so important to really share part of the journey with people. I know that I've done that about myself, and so do so many people, because there is a story to tell. And rather than read this very, very long, you know, biography about you, I wanted to really talk about the tipping point for you of what changed your life. You know, what can you point to that gave you a level of awakening, so to speak, where you could never go back to the old way? What happened in your life?
Well, that's in my case, in David Eisen's case, that is a very loaded and large question. And there are several markers in the unfolding of my life that created the understanding within myself of the meaning and the function of purpose, and furthermore gave me the understanding of the power of choice, and furthermore the understanding of the nature of true commitment. Without commitment, without choice, and without purpose, we have no, there is no way that you can bring, you can allow for the unfolding to occur. And that what I just said, allow for the unfolding to occur. This vision of the way the world works is antithetical to the concept that we make something happen, that we have to go out and get something. What my long and wonderful and full of gratitude life has brought me to is a practice which we call creative consciousness. And in this practice, you grow into the understanding that the universe and everything in it is in a process of unfolding, and that you, because you have, as a human being, as an incarnate being, you have the capacity to choose. That's what's inherent in you. You are given that capability. So you can learn how you choose what you choose. And by learning that process, you learn the science of intent, and you learn the power of purpose, and then you move into the practice of enlightened choice. So for me, a pivotal moment out of about 100 pivotal moments was, first of all, meeting my real father. I never knew that I had a different father than the father that I grew up with.
Wow.
And the father that I grew up with was very violent, was vice president of the largest ad agency in the world. And so I grew up in New York in the ad business in the 60s. And I had this amazingly abusive situation that I lived with. And I had no idea that this was not my real father. And my mother hid the fact that I had had a real father, and this person was not my father. And finally, my stepfather committed suicide when I was 24 years old. And at that moment, it was revealed that I had, that he was not my father. And it wasn't until I was 40 years old that I met Dr. Harry Eisen. And at that moment of coming down the escalator at LAX, and those were the days when you, when people would come and meet you at the airplane, you know, which we don't do now. But I came down the escalator. I was 40 years old, and I came, I was coming down the escalator, and I looked in this crowd of people, and I saw this person, and I knew, well, I'd never seen a photograph, ever. Never knew what he looked like. Didn't even know that his name was Eisen until this communication began. And I looked through this crowd of about 50 people. I saw this person, and I saw me in that person. And at this moment, in 10 seconds, I saw who I was, where I came from. I saw his eyebrows. I saw his nose, his mouth, the facial structures. And I realized at that moment, in a 10-second moment, that I had never looked in the face of my father before. And I had never seen who I was in reflection of my father's eyes. Now, that to me was a pivotal moment. And on my 40th birthday, I changed my name to Eisen. And that is how I became Eisen. And now, here comes Comet Eisen. 30 years later.
What's all that thought? Because I don't think there are any mistakes. And interesting about 30 years later, we're going to talk with David about Comet Eisen, what that is. But most importantly, there is an amazing, amazing event, something that David and others have created. We're going to tell you a lot about it. We're going to talk about what does it mean to come together. What does that mean? That just the Beatles song, or is it something else? Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, you can go to thedrpatshow.com or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. David Eisen is joining us here today. We're going to give you some incredible information about why, about Come Together. You know, what is it? Why is it? And what is the invitation and opportunity for all of us? Come Together, pulsing with the heart of the divine. David Eisen joining me here together. David, thank you so much. I want to make sure that folks have a lot of information about Come Together, how they can follow you on Facebook and other places. But before we do that, let's talk about what Come Together is and why Come Together.
So, first of all, thank you, Pat, for the opportunity to bring the word, if you will, of Come Together to your very large and wonderful audience.
You bet. My honor.
Yeah. So, several things. One, Comet Eisen is in the sky, and it is fulfilling. Comet Eisen has been on a 10,000-year journey to fulfill its destiny, which is to meet and have a conversation with the sun. If you think about just that fact alone, that 10,000 years ago, this comet, which is this ball of energetic plasma electric energy, emerged out of the galactic field and pointed itself to our sun, nowhere else, our sun, and traveled 10,000 years like a moth to a flame, right to our sun. That's amazing when you really think about it. Secondarily, Comet Eisen and our sun are in a relationship that's a sacred cosmic relationship. And so these two amazing objects are now in conversation. This conversation creates a portal. It creates not a stargate, not some time-space thing, not some science fiction thing, but an actual portal of consciousness. The conversation between the sun and the comet is an interactive, energetic, electromagnetic exchange. And this exchange creates a portal. It creates an opening. And for us, because our humanity itself and consciousness has traveled a 10,000-year journey to where we are today, a world full of technocratic, materialistic reality, a world filled with the manifestations of the functions of a dualistic frame of mind. So our journey has mirrored the journey of the great comet Eisen. So Come Together is a musical, magical, energetic, interactive, global meditation, global invitation, global conversation. It's a series, come together, is a month-long series of events. The first one happens on November 30th over Thanksgiving weekend. On Saturday night at 8 o'clock, what happens is this amazing music and video gets performed over Facebook, and thousands of people will be on this Facebook page interacting and communicating with each other. What will happen is that because we have created Come Together, the Come Together experience, to be a portal for a journey to connection. Our creative experience, our Come Together experience, will create for the listener the opportunity to align themselves with the portal of consciousness presented by Comet Ison and the Sun. Our audience will be able to, through the Come Together experience, align their consciousness and their intention with that higher and very profound and very energetic alignment that's occurring between the comet and the sun. It is through the sharing of these two alignments, the interior human journey and the largely energetic journey of Comet Ison and the sun, and by putting those two things together, mind you, Pat, in real time, it's happening in real time.
Yeah.
November 28th and November 30th is when the comet is going to the sun. And we have constructed this event to occur at that precise moment. So what will happen is we're calling it the journey to connection, pulsing with the heart of the divine. And so we have the opportunity to open and step through the portal of consciousness in real time with this momentous celestial event. Through stepping through this portal, Come Together gives the listeners and the audience the opportunity to do this. It gives them the opportunity to enter into a contemplative experience and begin to work on letting go of the blockages of the energetic imperfections, if you will, the blockages that are born of the dualistic human perspective. It allows us to enter the portal of consciousness and begin the journey of connection. And that journey is the connection that shows the unified field. So the November 30th event gives you the opportunity to enter the portal and begin doing the work of shedding the aspects of the dualistic frame of mind that keep you from entering into unity consciousness. Now,
one of the things I want to do is I want to have you finish this too before we go to break, because for most people, the next question is going to be, why is this important? But let's talk about what this opening will be like, David, from your perspective, and what this event will create.
Well, that's the same question as why is this important. Mm-hmm. So, for thousands and thousands of years, human consciousness has been operating under what we in creative consciousness call the bifurcated nature, and what, if you will, sort of everybody else talks about, calls a world of duality. And if you look down the lines of time, and you look at all philosophical systems, all religious systems, all ontological systems, all relativistic systems, what you see is the endless, endless, endless conversation about how to resolve the duality inherent in mind. So we say over here that in creative consciousness, we say that the presence of bifurcation, or duality, if you will, that bifurcation is inherent in consciousness. And then we say that the presence of bifurcation creates the need and the drive for unification. So that is precisely why and what is going on with Come Together. Why we, what is called the portal of consciousness is the opening of the energetic gateways to consciousness so that consciousness can choose to move from this inherent state of bifurcation into the state of unification. Mm. That is the opportunity that the portal presents. It's what everybody's talking about across the planet right now. This, the conversation about moving into unity, that's like the conversation that's going on. So we at Creative Consciousness and at Come Together have chosen to create an experience. Rather than just simply a conversation, we are creating a physical, energetic, spiritual, psychological, emotional experience that you can, that you step into, and that as you experience this, and by the way, you experience it in connection with the giant celestial thing, and you experience it in connection with the thousands of people that will be doing this together in real time. And
I
so through that synchronized, if you will, experience, the collective experience creates the energetic opportunity to step through this portal and begin to choose to do the work of moving, what we call moving from the two into the one. That is why, and that is how.
I want to do this before we go to break. David, what is the best way for folks to find out about this? And certainly we need to give out for our listeners, you know, what, how they can find you on Facebook for this.
Sure. Well, first of all, we have several ways of doing this. We have a wonderful website up now. It's called CelebrateComeTogether.com. So
perfect.
Everybody can go to CelebrateComeTogether.com. There's an automatic link, a button that takes you directly to the Facebook event page where this event happens. So
perfect.
That event page is called, it's Facebook, Celebrate Come Together Journey to Connection.
Yes, awesome. And for those of you out there, we have links that we're going to be continue to post in our newsletter as well as on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking with David about the two dates. What's the significance of the 30th and then December 21st? Is it more than just me thinking it's in the sign of Sagittarius or not? Nah, probably not. We'll get that information from David and much more, give you lots of information. We're going to talk about what the differences are between each of the performances. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/the Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/the Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/the Dr. Pat Show and twitter.com/the Dr. Pat Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. It is an honor, and I'm very excited about, David Eisen, the event, what folks have put together here. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it. You know, what is it about creative consciousness that's calling all of us to, as David would say, come together? You know, what are we longing to experience? What are we longing to have? What are we longing to change? You know, and what is it about longing anyway? I've heard more conversations, David, than you could even imagine from people about the longing, and, you know, as a matter of fact, there's a favorite Katie Lang song, you know, that's Constant Craving is the name of that song, right? And it's
has always been.
Yes, thank you.
Has always been. That song is one of the most meaningful songs, and hardly anybody understands the secret behind that song. And not only that, but it's an amazingly beautiful song.
Yes.
There is a secret behind that song. I'm sorry?
There really is a secret behind that song.
Yes, there is.
I don't even think KD knew that there was a secret. But do you see how I put the two together?
Yes.
Because for me, I've interviewed over, this is our 10th year, I've interviewed over 7,000 people.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But think about it, 7,000 positive people. And they thought that there weren't 7,000 positive people on the planet. But it's fascinating about this idea of craving for something different. Mm. Isn't that what you're creating? Isn't that what the portal will enable us to do?
Yes.
Perhaps, you know, feed the hunger of isolation and separation that so many...
Let me say a thing, Pat.
So
you know, this is a 3-day seminar, okay, in creative consciousness about this very thing. So, to summarize this real fast, in radio land, constant craving has always been, and what that translates into right here, right now, is we understand that the presence of bifurcation, the inherent duality within consciousness, physically creates a perception, and that perception creates a perspective, and that perspective is a dualistic frame of mind. And when mind and consciousness is perceiving reality through the lens of dualism, it creates a world of separation, of isolation, of us and them. And further and very deep, it creates a craving for unification. As we say in creative consciousness again, the presence of bifurcation produces the need for unification. Because it's not right, and many people make this very large mistake, to say that duality is an illusion, or that it's bad, or that, you know, any of these things. Guess what? Duality is totally real. It's inherent in consciousness, but it's not the whole thing. The whole thing is connection and interconnection and integration and unification. That's the whole thing. So consciousness is filled with this longing for what really is, and what really is unification and not separation. And so there are schools of ancient thought that, quite rightly so, say that the very source of our agitation, the deep agitation within our mind, is due to this nature of craving. Hence, constant craving has always been lovely. And so come together gives us the opportunity, through a series of month-long experiences, to actually develop, by stepping through the portal of consciousness, come together creates the opportunity for all of us participants in the event to step through that portal and practice the practices that you need to practice in order to move out of the two into the one. And in so doing, you resolve the basic issue that creates the longing. Rather than dealing with the longing out of fulfilling it with material value, or fulfilling it in your relationship, or fulfilling it with, you know, gathering gold, and or putting yourself in constant debt, all right? What we are working on in creative consciousness is helping the consciousness move directly from the causal forces that create this deep, deep longing. And the longing, again, is for the beauty of integration and of connection. So we address that directly, as opposed to addressing symptoms, if you take my meaning. Mm-hmm. So the come together experience will provide the listeners with that opportunity to deal with the causal forces that create this inherent longing, which, as the longing creates the inherent sense of agitation and unhappiness within mind. Okay?
Yes. Well, let's talk about the 21st of December. No, I think that's great, because I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting. For me, I love reading and being reminded and listening to, I love listening to music, but I picked up a book again and that I hadn't read in a long time. I'm always fascinated, David, by whether it's a song, whether it's music, whether it's a book, but if any length of time passes since the time that I first read the book, it's really interesting about what I now read, what I now understand, and what I also stay confused about. You know, I know that about myself. So I was thrilled to hear that, you know, this is not just a one-shot deal. But I do have a question about the 21st.
Yeah.
How is the 21st? By the way, the 21st of December has always been an important date for me. It's not my birthday. My birthday is actually the 11th. But for some reason, the 21st has always been an important date for me. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, that idea. Why December 21st? And, you know, what happens after that?
Well, there's several parts of this. It's really cool. It's first of all, it's all inspired by Comet Icen. So Comet Icen completes its journey to the sun between the 28th and the 30th. That's our Thanksgiving weekend. That is our first experience. We don't know whether the comet is going to fall into the sun and fulfill its destiny in that way, or whether it's going to whip around the sun and begin a whole next level of its journey to its own consciousness. We don't know that, and we won't know that until the 30th of November in real time at our event. So how cool is that? Secondarily, through the month, our Come Together project is a month long. So we begin with the Thanksgiving performance on the 30th, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Celebrate Come Together, Facebook. Okay. After that experience, which is a contemplative experience, which we encourage people to open the portal and step through and begin the work, we will be posting on the website and on the Facebook event page daily, frequent, inspirational quotes, things to do, practices that help continue the work of this integration and help continue the conversation and the connection between all the people that are involved. This leads us to the 21st, December 21st. And it is it's amazingly true that this is when, if the comet survives, this is when the comet will approach the Earth and light up the sky, starting on or about the 21st of December. Mm-hmm. The 21st of December happens to be the winter solstice. This, of course, is the time of the celebration of all of our ancestors, which celebrate the winter solstice because it is the time of the least light and the opening of the portal and the beginning of the coming of the light. So our event is coinciding with Comet Icen's journey and the journey on the Earth of humanity and of the pattern of the cosmological unfolding of our relationship to Mother and to the Earth and to the celestial universe, which our ancestors followed for thousands and thousands of years. So we have created the Come Together event on the 21st to become a celebration of all of the work of the journey that began on November 30th. So on November 30th, we have a story, a music, a video that takes us on the 10,000-year journey of the comet to the sun. And then that fades into a beautiful meditation piece of music. Then,
I love it.
And everybody, thousands of people are doing this together, sharing this in real time. Then we work for that month with daily posts and inspirational quotes and practices that we're encouraging people to do, not just to think about, but to do. And then after all that work, on the 21st, we celebrate Come Together, and we celebrate moving through the portal and beginning our next level of the journey into the most light. And Pat, one more thing. In January, we launched the Institute for Creative Consciousness. And this is
how
for David Icen and Comet Icen, and after my career and my life and the whole thing, it's all moving into forming and announcing and bringing forward the Institute for Creative Consciousness.
Let's talk a little bit about what creative consciousness is and what will the Institute what opening will that provide for people? That's really interesting, the dates that you picked, because if you'd have listened to the show yesterday, you would have heard all about the significance of December 21st and what happens to one of our planets, Venus. All about love, right? All about connection.
Sure. Yeah. So creative consciousness is something that took me 40 years to realize. And it's true. My life has been dedicated to bring to the realization of the practice of creative consciousness. And everything that I've lived through and if you will, created, and all the practices that allow me to make this wonderful music and do these incredible productions, all of those things have come together to produce a practice called creative consciousness. And there are so many, many aspects of it, but basically the idea is that we have an inherent ability to choose, and we do not take full responsibility for the beauty and the power of that choice. So creative consciousness teaches a series of practices and techniques that help people learn how to accept the fullness of the responsibility that comes from the ability to choose. And by doing so, we learn how we choose what we choose. Then we learn why we choose what we choose. And in so doing, we can begin to incorporate this practice into our creative endeavors in our life. So rather than wandering across the desert for 40 years and wondering why and what the heck I'm doing in my life, creative consciousness will give you the ability to understand why you're choosing what you're choosing, and then be able to apply that knowledge to your own creative life. And so imagine an architect that was filled with the practice of creative consciousness, and he understood, or she understood, the mechanics of how she was making the choices that she was making artistically, and imagine that she had learned a practice that allowed her to see the elegant solution contained in the project that she was involved in. And that creative consciousness taught her or him how to perceive that solution that's contained in the present moment. And instead of putting my own spin, my own desire, my own craving on top of the present moment, creative consciousness allows us to see what is contained in the present moment. And we then choose to align ourselves with that need in the moment. And in so doing, we choose to create the conditions that allow that to come forward. So imagine an architect who was full of that practice. They would create houses and buildings that were in alignment with the sun and that sat on specific places that were like appropriate to put a house on, instead of some canyon in Malibu that's going to be burned and wiped out in 50 seconds. You understand what I'm trying to say? Imagine a choreographer who had learned this practice and was capable of creating dances and movements that expressed the beauty of the ability to choose and was somehow a physical form that was that expression. Imagine a poet that finally understood what was an intuitive process, what was now a conscious process, that maintained the intuition, that allowed for the creative unfolding to occur. Just imagine what our world would look like if that was the way of things.
Well, I think we do have to imagine. I mean, this is really, honestly, for me, it was fascinating. As I mentioned before, I started to pick up and read some things that I hadn't read in a while. And the common thread, David, you know, between every book that I've picked up that I surround myself with, I guess, and I did this randomly, you know, Immortal Man by Neville, of course, a couple of others. There's one thing in particular, but, you know, the work of, you know, the readings of Neville is very clear about. Imagination is what we have. It brings out the highest form of consciousness possible. You know, it is that God within us, that imaginary.
Well, you know, excuse me, Pat. There is a thing in an ancient practice, right? There's a thing in magic, in positive manifestation, where we are taught and understand that there is a thing within consciousness which is called the imaginary will. And it's not something that's imaginary or illusory, that's the implication. No, there is the imagination, and it is the imaginary power of will. It's the ability to imagine that creates creation on the part of, particularly on the part of human consciousness. Without the imaginary will allows you to see something before it exists, if you will, and you can imagine it. So then that is coupled with the ability to choose, and then that is coupled with purpose and intention, and now that whole ball of wax is what we're talking about with creative consciousness. Because just having all of those inherent capabilities, all right, that has the unconscious use of those capabilities has created the horrors of the world that we live in today. Okay? And this is the bottom line here. Right? The world that we live in today is, you know, it's going to hell in a handbasket as fast as possible. And so we need to turn that around. And the way to turn that around is for consciousness to become aware of how it chooses what it chooses and become aware of how it uses the power of the imaginary will. Otherwise, you know, the thing is running amok. You understand what I'm saying to you. We need to turn this around now. And, you know, I'm receiving these communications, and they're telling me that the eyes of the universe are on the planet Earth right now. And all the parties concerned are looking at us, and they are asking and waiting and seeing whether we, with these incredible gifts, the incredible gift of consciousness, the incredible gift of living, of incarnation, and the incredible gift of living on this beautiful blue planet with its infinite amount of resources, all the eyes on the universe are on us to see whether we will, in fact, come through this portal that we're talking about, or whether we'll wipe it out. It's that simple, and it's, you know, it's that real.
Wow.
That's why we're making come together. Okay,
well,
that's
thank
why.
You. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Give out that website one more time, and I want to thank you for joining us, and we're going to play some of your music on the way out. So go ahead.
So everybody go to celebratecometogether.com, and we'll see you on November 30th for the opening of the Portal to Consciousness and the Journey to Connection.
All right, everyone. We've got another hour of the Dr. Pat Show coming up, so stay tuned. We're going to talk with some folks that are making a difference right in our own backyard. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Let's go!
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.